Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Simon, I'm planning a multi-day hike with my friends.
That sounds like fun, Yumi.
It's so fun. Okay, so the two nerdiest things about it that I really like is we have to pre-plan our food, which I'll talk about in a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
But the other nerdy thing is that my friends and I get together and we talk about our hike while eating.
Well, that sounds good. I could get behind that.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So my hiking mates came over the other night and I prepared for them a big roast pumpkin.
Right. That's interesting. Why roast pumpkin?
Well, I don't know. I just bought a pumpkin. You know, when it's just sitting there looking at you, kind of frowning at you in the fridge going, why aren't you cooking me?
I had a feeling it was going to talk to you, Yumi. I do know that feeling.
Yeah. You know, you buy the pumpkin, you sit it in the fridge and then you keep buying other stuff and the pumpkin's like, what, don't you like me? Mm. You got a problem with me?
It's very easy to let it linger there, isn't it?
It really is. And I really love it. So what's the problem? I think one of the barriers is having to get out your knife and really get your elbow into cutting it into those wedges.
Yeah, it literally is the barrier with the pumpkin, isn't it?
It literally is. It's almost like it's self-protecting in that way. It doesn't want to be cut up. Anyway, so here's what to do to sex up your pumpkin if you've got a pumpkin that needs cooking at home. Okay, so you want a hot oven, right? Because I think it lends itself to keeping your pumpkin the shape of it without getting too sloppy.
Yeah.
If you cook it hot and short. And then you can add things to it to make it taste good. So a few years ago, do you remember this? People were adding lots of honey or maple syrup and pumpkin spice.
Yes.
To their pumpkins.
No. It's sweet enough, isn't it? Especially if you roast it in the oven, it brings out all its natural sweetness. So why take it to that kind of American-y level? It's not for me.
Not for me either. I do enjoy when people cheat a recipe by adding sugar rather than letting the natural sugars occur. Because I say you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But hopefully you've got a good enough bit of pumpkin that you don't need to do it with this.
True.
So you've cut it into wedges and you left the skin on but taking the seeds out because, frankly, you can eat the skin but you can't really get the seeds unless they're out of the hard, chewy bit.
Yeah, for sure. I love roasting in the skin because I'm lazy and also I know that if I did want to take it off, I could take it off once it's cooked much more easily.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So dust your wedges of pumpkin in spices. Garam masala.
Yum.
Which is a mixture of kind of existing spices.
Yep.
And then salt and pepper. Sumac, if you've got some, which is sort of a sweet Middle Eastern-y, tangy.
Yeah, lovely
lemony.
Kind of citrusy flavours, isn't it? It's a berry that is ground up and it's really delicious.
And I am looking at my notes here, Simon, and I know you've spotted this too, but I did say, if you want to, add a tablespoon of brown sugar.
You did, didn't you? Well, we like things different levels of sweetness. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, although actually when my friends came over, I didn't add the sugar because I didn't need to. But basically don't feel shy to add something sweet to really caramelize that and then lay it out in coconut oil.
Yep.
If you don't like coconut oil, don't worry. A lot of people don't and it can be overpowering, particularly if you've kind of alert to it and hate it.
Mm.
You're going to be like,
what's that?
Yeah, what's that in there? I can taste that. So do not use coconut oil if you don't like it, but find a neutral oil that you do like. I prefer grape seed when I'm trying to get something with zero flavor.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good one. And then what you want to do is roast it hot for 25 minutes, turning it halfway. When your friends come over, you've got something that's kind of cooked and hot and ready, but it's also quite good when it reaches room temperature.
Yeah.
And then if you want, scatter it with something like either a hazelnut.
Yum.
Very underused, I think, in cooking. A good hazelnut or some pine nuts, and then some deep fried in butter sage leaves.
Oh, yes. You're talking my language now, Yumi.
It's never bad, is it? So if you were to do that, say get some sage and fried in butter, then you could drizzle the butter over the top of the roasted pumpkin, and that's your whole entire thing.
Absolutely delicious.
Yes. Now, I won't be taking a great big pumpkin on my multi-day hike because it's too heavy, but I may take some sage leaves. Who knows? This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix. Don't forget, we exist on Instagram. We've got quite a good following there, so join the club. And don't forget to follow and leave a review of this show wherever you're listening, because it helps us to grow.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.